Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Third Eye Tuning. Today, let's talk about something so essential, so profoundly human. Cultivating self-compassion and emotional balance. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of life, juggling responsibilities, chasing goals, trying to please everyone around us. We often find ourselves swept away by a current of emotions, joy, excitement, anger, frustration, leaving us feeling depleted, overwhelmed, or even disconnected from ourselves. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate this emotional landscape with grace and ease? A way to meet each wave of feeling with understanding, kindness, and acceptance. That's the power of self-compassion. It's not about ignoring our emotions, pretending everything is perfect, or becoming complacent. It's about acknowledging the full spectrum of human experience, the highs and lows, the triumphs and struggles, without judgment. Imagine holding yourself with the same gentleness and warmth you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Would you criticize them for their feelings? No, you'd listen, empathize, and offer support. Why are we so quick to be harsher on ourselves than anyone else? We build walls of self-criticism, convince ourselves we're not good enough, capable enough, worthy enough. These internal voices can be deafening, drowning out our inner wisdom and silencing our true potential. But here's the liberating truth. You're already whole, already perfect, just as you are. Every flaw, every imperfection is part of your unique tapestry, weaving a story of resilience, growth, and profound beauty. Self-compassion isn't about erasing your struggles, it's about embracing them with open arms. So how do we cultivate this essential practice? It starts with awareness, paying attention to those inner voices, recognizing the patterns of self-criticism, and gently challenging their validity. When you catch yourself thinking, I should have done better, or this is a complete failure, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If the answer is no, then why would I say it to myself? Replace those harsh judgments with words of kindness, understanding, and encouragement. It's okay, you might whisper, I'm learning, I'm growing, and I'm doing my best. Repeat these affirmations throughout your day whenever you feel that self-doubt creeping in. Another powerful practice is gratitude. Shifting your focus to the things you appreciate, big or small, can instantly elevate your mood and cultivate a sense of abundance. Take a moment right now to notice three things you're grateful for. Maybe it's the warmth of the sun on your skin, the laughter of loved ones, or simply the ability to breathe. Remember, emotional balance isn't about eradicating all negative emotions, that's impossible and unrealistic. It's about acknowledging them with compassion, understanding their messages, and learning to navigate them with grace. When we allow ourselves to feel fully, without judgment, we create space for healing, growth, and a deeper connection to our authentic selves. Let's take a few moments now to practice a grounding exercise. Find a comfortable position, close your eyes if you wish, and bring your attention to your breath. Feel the gentle rise and fall of your chest with each inhale and exhale. Notice the air entering your nostrils, warming your lungs, and then flowing out again. With every exhale, release any tension, any stress, any worries that may be clinging to you. Imagine yourself standing at the edge of a tranquil lake. The water is crystal clear, reflecting the blue sky above. Feel the soft breeze on your skin, hear the gentle lapping of the water against the shore. Take another deep breath and visualize yourself stepping into this peaceful oasis. Allow the cool water to wash over you, cleansing and refreshing your body, mind, and spirit. Stay in this moment for as long as you need, soaking up the tranquility, the serenity, the peace. Know that even when life gets chaotic, you can always return to this place of stillness, this wellspring of inner harmony. Now, as we come back to our everyday lives, remember this. You are worthy of love, compassion, and acceptance right now, exactly as you are. Carry this feeling with you throughout the day, offering kindness to yourself and others, and embracing each moment with an open heart. You have the power to cultivate self-compassion and emotional balance to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Remember that, my beautiful friends, and go out there and shine your light.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.